Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Does it feel like the inevitable is coming for Kevin Stefanski at the end of the season?
Well, you just called it the inevitable. Is so it? You, no, you apparently it, think it is.
I don't know. I'm not all in on it. I'm not. Are you? Are you all in on it? Like, if they come out at the end of the season and say, again, these next 3 weeks might have a difference in the way I think, I just, are you going to do better? And when I read ESPN, are they going to say, well, the hottest candidate out there is going to be Kevin Stefanski because it wasn't his fault in Cleveland?
I hate to even say it this way, because I would love to be able to take a stance on this that's a real solid one, and I can't. Because I think the guy can coach. I think Kevin can coach, and I think he'll get hired if he gets canned here. And if he doesn't get hired this year, he'll get hired next year. And I think he'll do a fine job. But coaches don't survive 3 wins and then whatever this is going to be.
You know, you're 6-25 since the start of last season.
Yeah, at the most, this is going to be a 6-win season. And does anybody think they're going to win 3 straight? I don't.
No.
I think Buffalo is going to smoke them. And I think they'll be lucky to win against Pittsburgh. And I think they have a chance to win against Cincy. So if this ends up 3 wins and 4 wins, coaches don't survive that very often.
I think that,
and I don't think it's all his fault.
And like, I think
most
it
of it's not. Sorry, most of it's not.
No, I'm with you. I'm not. I know we have a lot of listeners, and there are folks that are saying that Kevin needs to go, and I kind of see the argument. And there have been times when I'm like, I guess I don't know. Can he do better? You know, that's the next question. Can they do better?
There's a catch. Well,
before we get there, give me the case why you think Kevin Stefanski should stay.
Because this, I just went through the offense again, and it's like, it's really hard to look at this offense and say, that's the coach's fault. It's garbage. It's banged up garbage. It's exactly what our offense is right now. I mean, you're either hurt or you're underachieving.
Andy, there are three guys, to me, three guys on the offense who I think, yeah, yep, that one works. Quinshon Judkins, Harold Fannin, and Joel Bitonio. That's it.
And Joel's probably gone.
And Joel, well, who knows what Joel's going to do. There are three guys who I think, yep, and I'm basing it on who played against Chicago and who didn't, you know, because guys were beat up.
Right.
But on the field against Chicago, Quinshon, Fannin, and Bitonio. Other than that, you didn't have a whole lot. Could Shadur become something? Sure.
Yeah.
Could Isaiah Bond become something? Sure. But I thought you had three guys. Two of them are rookies. So good luck to any coaching staff who's trying to make that work. And this coaching staff didn't make that work. Well, is that a surprise?
No, I'm not surprised that it didn't work. And and you want to dig a little deeper. Again, you didn't have Judkins to start the season. And did you really think that you'd get more productivity from Fannin than David Njoku?
No. And, you know, David's a free agent.
Yeah.
So is David back next year?
I don't know.
I don't know. If I'm David, I probably wouldn't want to be back. And David,
you want to go through the rebuild?
David has said, we've heard David say it, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I love it here. Well, that's awesome.
You know how happy I'd be to have Njoku and Fannin for the next you know, 5 years, five, 6 years?
That'd be awesome. David's still a young player, and David's good. I think David's a really good player. But have we seen it this year? No.
You got to get him healthy. Got to get him the ball, too. Yeah, that's the other thing.
There it is, Andy. You got to get him the ball. And there are a lot of reasons why that hasn't happened.
The other part of it, too, is can I blame Kevin for special teams? Or you want to blame the head coach for special teams?
I don't
blame him. Is that a general manager
issue? I don't blame him for special teams as much as I blame him for the lack of accountability on how poor the special teams has been.
So who is the accountability ultimately up to? Is it? I mean, if he doesn't tell you to what do you want him to call out guys? That's not who he is.
No. I don't mean it from calling out people. It's just I think the three of us can agree, and we all hate calling for people's jobs and livelihoods and everything else like that. It makes the three of us feel uncomfortable. But there should have been some repercussion for Bubba Ventrone for how the special teams has played this season.
Is that especially on the head coach? Does the head coach make the fire there?
It's his staff.
Well, you would think so.
It's his staff.
You never know.
It's not the Browns staff. It's the coaching staff, and he is the head
but Dano,
coach.
That can I?
Please,
can I use a Menigan word?
Please.
That's an adorable thought.
I mean,
an adorable thought.
Do you think there's anybody on staff that ownership or general manager, one of the two of them came up to him and said, "Hey, you know what? We should hire this guy. Let's get her done."
It's usually collaborative.
Even if that's the case.
You better be a Super Bowl winning coach to be able to garner that kind of weight to say, nope, I don't want that guy as my coordinator.
But if that's the case, would Jimmy Haslam, let's go down this road, okay? We don't know, but let's go down the road. In any other business on this planet, if Jimmy Haslam had a part of it that was underperforming to the level of the Browns special teams, do you think the head of that division would be employed?
No.
As a smart businessman. Just yourself as a smart businessman.
Would he be employed? No.
That's my thing. There should have been some kind of repercussion for Bubba Ventrone. That's one of the things that I have circled against Kevin Stefanski.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I get that. You could sit here and just say, well, you know, maybe Bubba had guys in the right position and they didn't make tackles. What it's happened so repeatedly that it's got to be schematic. So repeatedly, there have been so many mistakes that there's obviously something not working there.
Yeah, I mean, I always go back to, I just don't understand why they ever made the switch in the first place. Like, what did Mike Prefer do wrong that they thought that Bubba Ventrone was an upgrade? That was one of those, and it was just kind of, it was one of those hidden moves because the team was having, I think they were having, you know, success at the time, and you're like, what? Oh, I guess something, I don't understand. And since Bubba's been here, whether it's Bubba's fault or not, I mean, the special teams has been nothing to write home about. In fact, it's cost you games.
That's fair.
So, like, I'll never understand why they did that. And are you saying, I don't know, was that Kevin's call? Was Kevin's like, no more Mike Prefer. We need to bring Bubba in. Like, I don't see that.
I have no idea.
I'm not buying that. To me, that was just a weird move when it happened.
I know I can't stand firing the hitting coach when the players can't hit. I can't, you know, firing the pitching coach when the pitchers aren't doing as well as you should always makes my head hurt, too. Mm-hmm. But that felt like one of those moments that it's like, all right, Bubba, it's time. It's just time. You need to move on from Bubba Ventrone just to
in
send
season.
Some kind of a message in season.
In season, yeah.
To say to even to the players that what you're doing is not what we are looking for. This is not acceptable.
Huh. Jeff, you used a word yesterday. I think we were just talking. You know, at what point is someone a scapegoat? I think you were the one that said this to me yesterday. Is it Kevin is a scapegoat? Is it Andrew is a scapegoat? Is it, okay, we'll let Bubba go. That'll be the scapegoat. Okay, the big change will be we're changing special teams coach. I don't know how that would make
it. To me, it's this. If the ownership wants to make changes at the end of the season, then you should change everything. If you fired, I would think if you let go of Kevin Stefanski and kept Andrew Berry, I would think, well, Andrew put together the roster that wasn't very good. Well, then why are you keeping him based on one draft? Well, Kevin Stefanski was 2-time coach of the year. So there are 2 in his column.
Right. Any odds you think they would just bring the whole thing back?
I think there's a chance.
I do too. I think there's a small chance.
It goes back to the big picture question.
What's going to happen these last 3 games or just everything?
No. Who dumped Deshaun Watson onto the organization?
Well, the other question that comes into play is if management wants Shadur to be the guy, who's going to be the guy to make that? I mean, is Kevin in for the long haul to execute that?
You know, and I wonder, we've heard very little from Shadur praising his coach and praising his relationship with his coach. We've heard more from Kevin praising his quarterback and his work ethic. And the way
Kevin doesn't really do that.
And Kevin doesn't really do that.
No.
So if ownership is sold on Shadur, and if Andrew Berry is sold on Shadur, and Shadur likes Kevin, well, then why would you make a move? We don't know what Shadur really thinks of Kevin because he hasn't said.
Let's think one in. Jeffrey in Cleveland. Hi, Jeffrey.
Well, you know, guys, here's the thing. Mousy, he gets his accolades. Every coach, he always gets his accolades. And the Carson guy, he gets his accolades. But they only stopped 3 teams from winning. The defense has only stopped 3 teams.
What are you talking about, Jeff? Where are you going with this?
Out of 15 games or 14 games, they only stopped 3 teams from winning.
So you're blaming the defense? Again, we're talking about Kevin Stefanski right now, so I just want to make sure you're
he's backing that up with his thought.
Why don't you blame the defense for not stopping more teams from winning? If you're going to blame Kev for not winning games, why don't you blame the defense for not stopping more teams from winning? Go Browns.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have a decoder ring for that? Because can you help me out there?
No, I have a decoder ring for it.
Okay.
It's this. Okay. The defense is supposed to be all that, and I don't have the exact number in front of me, but they were 7 going into the last game. They were 17th in the NFL in points allowed. Well, isn't that? That's middle of the pack at best, and the defense gave up 31 in each of the last 2 games. I think Jeff's point is this.
I'll give you the counterpoint to that. What's the average start of possession for the other team?
When you hand the ball to the team on the
25-yard line, and that's all
I do. Bottom line is the defense, points-wise, hasn't acted like a defense that's at the top of the NFL. It's held other teams down in yardage-wise. Clearly, the offense has put the defense in bad spot time after time after time. That's happened all season.
And so special teams put the defense in a bad spot, yeah.
But Jeff's point is, you know, Minnesota, is you make a stop, you win the game.
I agree with you. There are 2 games this year. There are at least 2 games this year.
So there are factors all the way around. There are special teams that could have won games for you. There are defensive moments that could have won games for you.
Yeah, this isn't about Miles.
Carson Schlesinger, but it's about a defense that at times has let the team down when it's come to ultimately winning a football game.
So I would say if you ask me percentage wise, the defense has let this team down 10%.
Well, Jeff's just saying that's, you know, is that all on Kevin?
No, I don't think that's. Is that on Kevin?
I don't think
no,
so either.
But it gets into the other
but
stuff.
But again, if you're going to blame somebody for the season, the head coach is going to take the hit.
True.
They're not going to fire Andrew Berry and keep Kevin. Don't you think that's safe to say?
I don't know, man. I'll be honest with you. I agree in principle with what you're saying, but you never know.
If it's one or the other, Kevin's the odd man out.
Is that true? 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.